additional beds in the system are going to be some of the solution, but they're not actually going to solve anything. And the reason being is that I've said before, and I'm going to say it again today, hospitals up and down the country are full of people that are waiting for things. They're waiting for access to diagnostics. They're waiting for access to assessments by physiotherapists and dietitians and occupational therapists. They're waiting for ambulance transport. They're waiting for access to rehab. They're waiting for access to convalescence. They're waiting for access to home supports and stuff. And people, for some reason, think that the solution to that is put more beds into the system, even though that's not where all the problem is. I mean, Kevin, as far as I can see here, you're the only person that works in a businessman and you're working in the private sector. People in the private sector wouldn't act the way that decisions have been made. So we have a diagnostic facility in the hospital that's one of the things that's slowing down processes in hospitals, and the HSE are going to... It's not their fault that it's been taken away, but the facility is there to reactivate it. The general drift, I suppose, in Department of Health and HSE policy is that they want to, I suppose, kit out around 18 or 19 hospitals in the country and have a lot of everything in these hospitals rather than have a bit of everything in most hospitals around the country, if you know what I mean. And it looks like because of the size of Letterkenny and because of its geographic location, it doesn't have the same vump as Sligo has and Galway and Limerick and Waterford and Cork. These hospitals, I suppose, are serving bigger populations and they're higher up in the pecking order. I think that's the thinking around it.